ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विष्णुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातो ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ शन्नो मित्रशं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्वरियमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतो तद्वक्तारमवतो अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः भीषास्माद्वातः पवते भीषो देति सूर्यः भीषास्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च मृत्युर्धावति पञ्चम इति सैषानन्दस्य मीमांसा भवति युवास्यात् साधु युवाध्यायकः आशिष्टो दृढिष्ठो बलिष्ठः तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात् स एको मानुष आनन्दः सो सा एषा आनन्दस्य मीमांसा भवति वि सा दिस् सेण्टेन्स् लास्ट् क्लास् Here comes the analysis of the measure of Anandaha. And here, before entering into the topic, we have to remember what I told you last class. Anandaha is of two types. Anandaha is equal to Anantam. Anandaha, happiness, is equal to Anantam, fullness. Full happiness and fullness are synonyms. Because being full is being happy. Being a fraction is being unhappy. Being full is being limitless. And being limitless is being happy. And being limited, being a fraction is being limited, and being limited is being unhappy. Therefore, Anandaha is a synonym of the word Anantam. And this anandaha, I said, is of two types. One is atma anandaha, and other one is kosha anandaha. This atma anandaha is a synonym of the word atma, the consciousness. Consciousness and happiness and fullness, limitlessness are all synonyms. Consciousness and fullness are synonyms. So also consciousness and happiness or anandaha are synonyms. In fact, anandaha is another term to imply consciousness. In Tamil we say parampurul and niraivu are two same words. They are two different words. Like how water and fullness with reference to are one and the same. Similarly, consciousness and fullness are the one and the same with reference to this entire cosmos. Therefore, atma anandaha, being consciousness, it is original, eternal, uncreated, timeless, and spatially limitless. Whereas this kosha anandaha, atma anandaha is atma, kosha anandaha is a reflection of manifestation of anandaha, the manifest anandaha. Therefore, being manifest anandaha, not original, therefore what? It is dependent on the manifesting medium. So atma anandaha being original, it is independent, and kosha anandaha being dependent on the mind, the manifesting medium, it is dependent. Not only dependent, it is, and whenever the kosha, the manifesting medium is not there, there cannot be manifestation of anandaha, therefore it is time bound. This atma anandaha being original, being independent, it is timeless, nityaha, nitya anandaha, whereas this kosha anandaha being a reflected anandaha and being dependent is also anityaha, time bound. And this kosha anandaha being original, independent, eternal, it is also, it is free from gradations. There's no differences, gradational differences are not there on the part of the atma anandaha, whereas kosha anandaha being reflected anandaha and being dependent on the reflecting medium, the mind, and being time bound also, it is subject to gradations, the different degrees of anandaha in keeping with the condition of the reflecting medium, the mind. And I told you already, therefore the gradational anandaha, gradational means what now? Taratamya sahita anandaha is satishaya anandaha in keeping with the condition of the reflecting medium, the mind. That's why I said, like how taratamya means, I explained last class itself, the tara and tama are affixes added to an adjective to make it a comparative and superlative degrees. Again, example, sundaram pushpam, sundara taram pushpam, sundara tamam pushpam. Beautiful flower, more beautiful flower, most beautiful flower. Similarly, anandaha, ananda taraha, ananda tamaha. Like that we can say. Or we can say, priyaha, modaha, pramodaha. Priyaha means joy. No, priyatara, greater joy or greater pleasure. And priyatama, or can say, what now? Greatest joy. Like that we have this dear, dearer, dearest. Priya, priyatara, priyatama. At least these gradations are there on the part of the kosha anandaha. Why? Because in the gradations are, in keeping with the reflecting medium. Like how the mirror cleanest, clearer the mirror, clearer will be the reflection. Brighter will be the reflection. The mirror is dusty and the reflection will be there, but reflection will be what now? Vague reflection, isn't it? Unclear reflection. Similarly, these gradations are there on the part of Kosha Anandaha, whereas Nitya Anandaha, this Atma Anandaha being independent, being original, being timeless, and being free from gradations. And Atma Anandaha happens to be another word for consciousness, and consciousness happens to be the very reality, and therefore Anandaha being the very reality, very nature of the reality, and being the truth of every individual, truth of every self of every being here, and Anandaha need not be gained. Atma Anandaha need not be, cannot be attained. Understand? Whereas this Kosha Anandaha is attainable. And being attainable, Kosha Anandaha being attainable, it is dependent on what now? Two conditions. It requires two means. The Kosha Anandaha being manifest Anandaha, for this Ananda to become manifest, it is dependent on two things. The tranquility of the mind, and the tranquility of the mind is possible only by having external things in proper conditions, or by having dispassion in the mind and thereby having proper attitude. Proper attitude towards people, situations and things in life will help you to have tranquility in the mind. You can remain undisturbed mentally, or you should have everything external, things must be in proper condition so that you can be tranquil mentally. Mental tranquility being dependent on the perfect conditions of the external situations, or it is dependent on what? Having the proper attitude you have towards everything. And if only the mind is tranquil, then Kosha Anandaha is attainable. So attainment of Kosha Ananda, Kosha Ananda is something attainable. Attainment of Kosha Ananda is dependent on the tranquility of the mind, and tranquility of the mind is dependent on two factors: perfect conditions of the external things and situations must be to our expectation, or internally, whether the external situations are to our expectations or not. By having proper attitude in your mind also, you can have mental tranquility. Is it clear? They were attainable through two different means. Whereas Atmanandaha cannot be attained because that which is already there cannot be attained. Our Pujya Swamiji says, if you go and pray to Bhagavan asking for, "Oh Lord, please give me the head," and Bhagavan will say, "I've already given you the head. If I have to give you head, I have to put another head on the top of this head." And therefore, he'll say, "Come on, take your hand and take the hand to your head and make you touch. This is what is the head. Do you want one more head?" And he said, no, I don't want one more head. So enough," he will say. Like that. This is Swamiji's thing. Joke, okay. Now what I'm saying here, Anandaha cannot be attained because Ananda is your very swarupam. How being full is the very swarupam nature of the water in the ocean, with reference to ocean. Similarly, fullness, thereby happiness, a very swaroopam of consciousness, which is the very truth of every individual here, it cannot be attained. Imagine if the water, if the wave goes in search of fullness. The very searcher wave, seeker wave is H2O, which is of the nature of fullness. In the same way, this mind, human mind also, is searching for full happiness, ananda. That ananda is nothing but what? The very swarupam of the consciousness, which is its own mind's swarupam. Isn't it? Same way, here this atmananda cannot be attained. Attainment of Atmanandaha is only in terms of knowledge of the self. Only through jnanam, Atmanandaha is as though attained. Therefore, accomplishment of the already accomplished through jnanam is what? Atmananda prapti. Okay, you know, you see, moksha praptihi, atmananda praptihi means attainment of anandaha. Can ever wave attain H2O? Never. Why? Because already its own very swarupam. And thereby wave can never attain fullness, which is the swarupam of the H2O. Similarly, the human mind can never attain anandaha, fullness, happiness, which is its own swarupam of consciousness, which is very swarupam of the way every mind. Therefore, only through jnanam atmanandaha is attainable, isn't it? Therefore, whereas koshananda is attainable through the maintenance of the mental tranquility by having, by adjusting the external situations or by entertaining proper attitude. Okay, this we have seen. This is what we saw last class. Now we are entering into, with this understanding, we are going to enter into this now, Ananda Mimamsa, measure of Anandaha. When I say measure of Anandaha, should understand analysis of Anandaha is only of the Kosha Anandaha. Okay, only the manifest Anandaha is here analyzed. That means what? Analysis of Koshanandaha is analyzed in order to know different gradations. How many grades, degrees of Anandaha, how differences are there on the part of Koshanandaha. To understand this, you are going to see, thereby you will understand the limitations of this manifest Anandaha, or reflected Anandaha, or Kosha Anandaha. And here, when we have to talk about the gradations, naturally, whenever we talk about the different degrees, the difference in degrees of manifest Ananda, or difference in gradations of Anandaha, you need some measure and some unit, isn't it? Without a unit, how can we measure? When we have to talk about how big the Beckenham town is, you need to say how big it is. It is bigger than central London, if you say. How do you compare? It is bigger, central London is big, and Beckenham is bigger than central London, if you say, how big it is. You need a unit, isn't it? Suppose central London is of these many number of miles, and Beckenham is of this many number of miles, you need the unit of miles or kilometers or some measure you need, some unit you need to talk about the gradations. Isn't it? In the same way, when we had to talk about the gradations of Kosha Anandaha, you already know very well Kosha Anandaha is impermanent, Kosha Anandaha is dependent, Kosha Anandaha is time bound. But still, we are going to study the, you know, the different gradations. So you need a unit. First, what is one unit of Anandaha? one unit of ananda you need, then based on that we are going to measure the different gradations of koshananda. And how to know what is one unit of ananda? 1 liter, 1 kilogram, 1 meat, what is, how to measure? So beautiful Upanishad teaches you what is one unit of anandaha. One unit of anandaha is equal to, is called manushya anandaha. And that manushya ananda, now we will know we don't have even one unit of ananda. We are going to see now. What is one unit of anandaha, which is manushya anandaha? And here Upanishad presents. See, who you should have what? For the person to have pleasure, the human being must be a child or a youth or a old man. Tell me. Who is the best enjoyer of the best of the pleasures? Young child, newborn baby, to a young child or a youth or a old man. Who? See. No. See, Shastram says young children, no, young babies or young children, they are not exposed to the wider world. They do not know much in the languages, etc. So they cannot really have the enjoyment of all the pleasures. They can't enjoy. For example, 5-year-old child who is still started going to school, how can he enjoy the beauty of the language, beauty of literature? How can the pleasure by reading some literature, by reading a poetry, by reading a description of nature, etc., how can he have the joy? No. That means to have the joy or pleasure, mind must be finer mind, subtler mind. Isn't it? The child's mind is a gross mind, a raw mind. It had chocolates and biscuits are okay. That much is the joy the child has. It doesn't have the finer. Similarly, even people are grown up also sometimes, you know. Suppose we don't have ear for music, especially if you go and sit in Carnatic classical music classes, and then what happens, especially in Hindustani and all, the musician will be dragging for 1 hour, it will take half an hour for him to finish. If you don't have ear for music, you will feel so restless and bored, you know. That means you need finer mind to appreciate that music. In the same way, sometimes people take you to some beautiful paintings and the drawings are there, art gallery is there, and you have no appreciation, you don't have no appreciation, don't know how to appreciate that. That place of paintings and art will be boring for you. You want to get rid of it soon. But the person who, there's a mind, which is a finer mind, which can stand on every picture and see the beauty of it, how it is drawn, how the colors are drawn, whether it's a traditional or it's a modern painting, what it is, something, you need some finer mind, isn't it? In the same way, finer the instrument, subtler the instrument, then it can have, what now, more joy. Is it clear now? Therefore, a young person is also, a young person's mind being raw, young means, I mean, talk about very young children, being very raw in their minds, they had their own pleasures, but still they cannot have the best of pleasures. And old people also, what now? They do not have the instruments of enjoyment are not as powerful as the young persons. Therefore, that is the problem with my old age. When you get older, the body is old, mind still wants the same pleasures. The instrument of bhoga ayatanam, isn't it? The instruments of enjoyment are not as powerful as the young persons. Therefore, you old person also cannot have the best of enjoyment of pleasures. So Upanishad presents, for one to have one unit of, what is one unit of Ananda? Upanishad presents a young person who is in prime of youth, he's introducing, who has perfect, instruments of enjoyment, and who has perfect physical health, and everything in perfect 100% perfect condition. The blood report shows cholesterol perfect. Everything is perfect. Sugar perfect. Everything is perfect. Nothing is more or less. Everything is perfect. Okay? All the organs are in perfect condition. And then the physical body is perfectly healthy and very good looking, handsome. Man or woman? Okay, take both. Upanishad person saw you are man, young boy, young person, man. You can take girls also, no problem. Because man is always, Veda always keeps, okay. So he says, and there must be a young person, young man, yuva syat. He must be perfectly, physically, mentally, in every respect, enjoying the good, healthy, strong, powerful instruments of enjoyment and abode of enjoyment, the physical body. There is a person, sadhu, yuvasyat. And that young person in prime of youth also, how is he? He is not a vagabond, not just a person of, indifferent behavior. He is a sadhu. Sadhu means what? Highly righteous person, highly ethical, the person who knows the value of dharma. Look at this, very difficult to find such a boy, such a young person, okay? Everything in perfect condition. So ideal human being. Don't ask, okay? It's only given for measuring ananda. Don't go and search for such a person. And then, sadhu means what? Sadhu means sannyasi. Sadhu means a good human being who is committed to live a life of dharma, who knows the value of values, who lives life of values, who is highly ethical and righteous and highly worshipful and prayerful, and who lives his life in tune with Bhagavan, the universal natural law and order. Sadhu. Okay? Very good person, sadhu. Not only young, he's also righteous. Very difficult to find highly righteous young person. Okay, he's the most righteous young person. Sadhu yuva. Yuva syat, sadhu yuva syat. And how is it possible for him to be righteous and ethical and highly person of values? Because adhyayakaha. Adhyayakaha means he is given to the study of scriptures also. Adhyayakaha means one who is given to the study of the scriptures, thereby one who has purusharthanischaya, one who knows the value of knowledge, one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, therefore one who lives a proper life as enjoined by the Veda, therefore what now? Adhyayakaha. Okay, yuva adhyayakaha sadhu syat, a human being. And this person, Swamiji adds this to his, the handsome man gets married to a beautiful wife and both the parents are from a very good families. This family also is known for dharma, etc. Girl side family also known for everything, and two big families come together, become sambandhis. The girl and boy get married, and they, mother and father also great, grandparents are great, rich, known for cultural background, everything, and such a child, and they have a child, again how? Very most handsome child is born, and the child again is highly raised in a very good cultural background, with all, the child knows the culture, imagine how it would be, okay? And that boy goes into young person. What does nothing this person lacks? If there is an ideal, perfect, ideal young human being like that, what will be his race? Sadhu yuva. He says, युवास्यात् साधु युवाध्यायकः. अच्छ पर्सन आशिष्टो आशिष्टः. दिस यंग पर्सन आशिष्टः, हाईली डायनामिक. ओके, आशिष्टः मीन्स व्हाट? हाईली एक्टिव, ब्रेव एंड डायनामिक, हाईली एंटरप्राइजिंग पर्सन. ओके, हाईली एंटरप्राइजिंग पर्सन आशिष्टः. Very active, very productive, very highly contributive person. And then dridhishtaha, dridhishtaha, no, very firm person, strong person, no, very firm, dridhishtaha. Then balishtaha, he is not a weakling. Okay, the balishtaha means very strong, highly dynamic, enterprising, firm. And he is what? Brave and courageous, and he is physically also very healthy, very strong person. If there is a person, you know, of such a sort, young man of such a sort, he is the person who can enjoy the best of pleasures in the world. Such a person is there. Okay, everything is perfect for him. If what is the use of this person being just as asishtaha, balishtaha, dridhishtaha, highly dynamic, physically strong and courageous and firm, enjoys very good health and highly righteous, so what? If he is a pauper, he has good, perfect instruments of enjoyment, abode of enjoyment, perfect health, he is handsome, everything. But if he is a poor, there's object of enjoyment also he must have, isn't it? Therefore, he is not ordinary person, very rich guy. How? Sarvasya prithivi, no? This entire mother earth, the best of prosperity on this earth belongs to him. He has everything. Okay? All the oil tanks in all the Middle East countries and the best green, beautiful, that they don't have, okay? And lawns and the trees of the summer, autumn, summer, the climate of England, not winter, okay? Only England. Like the best of things in the world, imagine. Everything belongs to him. He has that. All the gold mines, coal mines, Anything he wants, everything belongs to him. Okay? So he says, he is not a poor man also. Suppose there are people who are very good health and things, but no food to eat. There are people who have a lot of food to eat, but no, can't eat anything. So many packets of sweets come, you can't enjoy. What is the use? Because of cholesterol and sugar and diabetic, you can't eat. You have to be very careful. What is this? You see, you are deprived of pleasures. So many pleasures you have to leave. You have sacrifice. You have to survive. So here, this person is not like that. He says, Tasya, for such a person, Iyam prithivi, this entire earth, what now? Say, Sarva prithivi, this entire earth, Vittasya purnasyat, filled with all riches for her. Vittena purnasyat. He is the owner of this entire earth with all its riches and wealth. Vittasya. Vitta means wealth. Vittasya means vittena purnasyat. This entire earth also, full of all riches and prosperity, belongs to him. Okay. If there is a person who has everything, objects of pleasures, objects of enjoyment, good, healthy abode of enjoyment, physical body, perfect instruments of enjoyment, and everything, the young person in prime of youth, who is also asishtaha, balishtaha, dridhishtaha, sadhu, yuva, adhyayakaha, beautiful description of a young person, perfect, ideal young human being. is there, and the pleasure, the reflected anandaha, kosha anandaha, that person has is the one unit of anand, kosha anandaha. Now you can think what ananda we have. Now that is one unit of ananda. Who's ananda? This young person. Therefore, saye, I'm not giving the measure, okay? How to start? You need what is one unit of ananda. Then from there you have to what now? Say, and higher and higher and higher and higher degrees of ananda. We had to talk about. We are going to see 10 different higher levels of kosha anandaha. We start with first one unit of anandaha, which is manushya anandaha. Which manushya? Sadhu yuvas. Okay. Which is manushya? Who is a manushya? Not look at which manushya. You have to search for such a manushya. Yuvasyat sadhu yuva dhyayakaha. Yuva, sadhu yuva, adhyayakaha yuva, asishtaha, dudishtaha, balishtaha, and not only that, tasya iyam prithivi, sarva prithivi, vittena purna syat. He is a possessor of this entire universe, earth, prithivi, filled with all the best of riches. Which country, what wealth is there? Everything belongs to him. Okay. Sayeko manusha anandaha. Sayeko manusha anandaha. Saha yekaha manusha anandaha. That is one unit of anandaha, kosha anandaha. And which is the manushya anandaha, one unit of manushya anandaha. Is it clear? Now, hereafter, the 10 higher levels of degrees of, different degrees of ananda, kosha ananda, is going to be, you know, increased in 100 times. Everything will be higher than, 100 times higher than the previous one. 100 means what? You have to add 2 zeros to increase the higher ananda. See now. Teye shatam manusha ananda. Teye shatam manusha ananda. Those, ye, which, shatam manusha anandaha, 100 units of manushya anandaha. Look at this now. You know one unit of manushya anandaha. And now, 100 units of manushya anandaha is equal to, what now? Sayeko manushya gandharvanam anandaha. Manushya gandharvanam anandaha. See, this is a manushya gandharvaha. There are manushya gandharvaha who have much subtler, finer instrument of enjoyment. You have much subtler, finer instrument of enjoyment. You can enjoy more pleasures. As I told you, if you have learnt music and you attend the music concert, it can be English ballet also. A villager coming from a person, we can't enjoy anything these things. But the person's learnt music, enjoy music there. In a conference of the medical conference, where some new concept is discussed, something new discussed, and the doctors feel so much of so happy because they understand something new, because they know, understand the technical terms, the medical jargons, the medical conference. If I go and sit there, I'll have severe headache. Why? Because what is a pleasure, joy for a doctor in a medical conference? For me, completely novice, I don't understand anything. Therefore, I feel bored. It's a pain for me, isn't it? Therefore, what I'm saying, it needs what? Finer, subtler instrument, you enjoy the pleasure. Isn't it? So here also, Manushya Gandharvaha is, what is the difference between Manushya and Manushya Gandharva? A Manushya is the one who is living in Bhuloka. And Manushya Gandharvaha is the one who would have been a Manushya, but who would have done lot of Punyam Karma, thereby, as a result of Punya Karma, who has earned this better, subtler, finer instrument, thereby who has gone to other Loka, and who is now there as a Manushya Gandharva. Having been a Manushya, by earning Punyam, who has gone to a Gandharva Loka, who has become a Gandharva, is called what? Manushya Gandharvaha. Understand? So the one who is a Manushya Gandharva, and his one unit of, look at this, Manushya Gandharva Anandaha is 100 units of Manushya Anandaha is equal to unit of Manushya Gandharva Anandaha. Is it clear? It second grade of manifest Anandaha. Now we're going to see interesting thing. Look at this. Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. Very important line. Read it carefully. Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. So shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya. This sentence is talking about the dispassionate person. The human being, ordinary human being, irrespective of what he is, what he has. Look at this. A human being, irrespective of what he is, how he is, what he has also, because he has developed dispassion, understand now, dispassion, the dispassionate minded is the one who is what? Akamahataha. Dispassionate person also, the one who has dispassion towards Manushya Anandaha. One who has dispassion towards Manushya Anandaha has what now? Manushya Gandharva Anandaha. Understand? One person has to work so hard. Understand? Is it possible to have everything like that? But a dispassionate person, irrespective of what he is, who he is, what he has his dispassion, one who is dispassionate towards Manushya Ananda. Thereby being dispassionate minded, he has what now? Manushya Gandharva Anandaha. Secret. Okay? Secret. And dispassionate person is who now? One Vairagyavan Purushaha. Viragi Purushaha. Vairagyavan, one who has Vairagyam. The person who has Vairagyam, the dispassionate person, Viragi, is said to be here, Akamahataha. Akamahataha. Please listen to me carefully. Akamahataha. See, Kamaha means desire. Hataha means afflicted. One who is afflicted by many desires which rise in the mind is called Kamahataha. One who is not afflicted by desires is unafflicted by desires is called akamahataha. One who is not afflicted by desires. How the one who has mastery over desires, one who can manage the desires, one who has mastery over desires is the one who is not afflicted by the desires. One who is slave of desires is the one who is afflicted by desires. And who is the one who is not afflicted by desires? One who has mastery over. Who is the one who has mastery over desires? You know, the one who has viveka. That means, what we have to understand here, the very important lesson, Shrotriyas. Who is the one who has viveka? Shrotriyaha. Who is a Shrotriyaha? Shrotriyaha is the one who is given to the study of Shastram, who has profound knowledge of the Shastram. Look at this. The person who has profound, who is given to the study of Shastram, thereby who has understood the subject matter of the Shastram, who has profound knowledge of the Shastram, is called Shrotriyaha. Because he has studied the Shastram, now he has Viveka. What is the Viveka? He has discriminative knowledge. Okay, Shastra study helps one to have Viveka, discriminative knowledge. Discriminative knowledge means what? He knows permanent thing alone will give permanent happiness. Everything in the world being time bound in nature, a time bound thing cannot give eternal permanent happiness. This is a big lesson. Okay, it's called Viveka. And for this Viveka, and our Mundaka Upanishad has studied, no, Parikshalokan Karmachitan, no, Parikshalokan Karmachitan, Nirveda Mayad Brahmanaha. The mature person is the one who becomes indifferent towards all the enjoyment of everything here. Why? Because he knows any object of pleasure in the world is time bound in nature, and therefore it cannot give me the everlasting happiness. And even if it gives me some pleasure, that pleasure is not from the object. It is, you have to remember the story. What story? When the dog bites the bone, the blood oozing is not from the bone, from its own flesh. In the same way, here the pleasure also, time-bound pleasure also, is not from the object, from what now? Manifestation of one's own swarupam. The Shastra study helps one to understand this fact, thereby Viveka is. What is Vivekam? That what I want is permanent eternal happiness, which is fullness, which is swarupam, which can be gained only by jnanam, whereas this kosha ananda, isn't it? This yeni, the whole world being, everything in the world being time bound, nothing, no object of pleasure in the world can really give me permanent happiness. Even if it gives some pleasure, time-bound pleasure, that's also not from the object, isn't it? Therefore, this person who has this understanding is said to be Viveki. If you are a Shrotriya, you will be a Viveki. Once you have Viveka, then what have naturally, will you be still interested in time-bound pleasure? Will you be still going in search, going for searching for the happiness in the objects of objects? No, you will not go and search for, isn't it? London, whole London city, in one small house of Beckenham, is not available. You should not, isn't it? Similarly, it is not. How, therefore, the person who has viveka naturally grows out of desire for these objects of pleasures. The one who has naturally, it's not frustration, it is the maturity. Dispassion is not frustration. Dispassion is born of understanding. When you try for something and you don't get it and you say, I don't like it. If you say, that is not dispassion. We have a story in Tamil. And you must have read in Tamil, in English also. There is one fox and which goes and there is a nice grapes creeper. Lots of grapes, bunches are hanging. And this fox tries to get them. And the grapes are all, you know, hanging very high. The fox could not reach it. And the fox says, yeah, it's all sour grapes. I don't need them. It came away. That vairagyam is not, that's not vairagyam. That's a frustration. I'm not able to get it, so it's very sour. I don't need it. Even if they're very sweet also, available also, you should have that. When it's available, you can eat, that's okay. But what I'm saying here, it is not, whenever we don't get it, we grow out, we don't need it. We say that. No. Here, this dispassion is a maturity born of understanding of the limitations. Isn't it? So this dispassion is a maturity which is born of understanding of the limitations of the worldly objects. Is called what? Vairagyam. And the vairagyam, one who has vairagyam is the one. No object can enter into whatever you see also. Even going into the IKEA, walking around the IKEA, seeing all the objects, no desire can be stirred in the mind. Oh, let us buy this. You know? Immediately, when you see something, the desire will immediately come, the mind gets stirred, isn't it? Mind gets disturbed. But here, akamahataha, no desire can really afflict this mind, this person. Therefore, the one who is unafflicted by desires is the dispassionate person. Dispassionate person is the mature person. Mature person is the one who has learned from his life's experiences that nothing in the world can give me permanent happiness, because everything in the world is impermanent. And such a person is also what? Viveka is because of his commitment to study of the Shastram also. So Shrotriyaha is a highly learned. Learned means what? One who has profound understanding of the subject matter of the Shastram. Thereby, one who is very mature, a discriminate person, thereby one who is dispassionate person, and such a person without any effort, without having anything also, he is the one who is dispassionate towards Manushyananda has 100 units of Manushyananda, which is one unit of Manushya Gandharva Ananda. Is it clear? Sayeko Manusha Anandaha.
Sayeko Manusha Anandaha.
Teye Shatam Manusha Anandaha.
Teye Shatam Manusha Anandaha.
So those 100 units of Manusha Anandaha. Okay, which are there, that 100 units of Manushya Anandaha are what now? Yekaha Manushya Gandharvanam Anandaha. One unit of Manushya Gandharva Anandaha. Manushya Gandharvaha is what now? No, is the one who enjoys, who is endowed with, blessed with finer instruments of enjoyment, thereby one who has what? Higher degree of pleasure, joy. Is it clear? Now we'll go to the next one. Then we say, Shrotriyasya cha. ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಿಯಸ್ಯ ಚ ಕಾಮಹತಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಿಯಸ್ಯ ಚ ಕಾಮಹತಸ್ಯ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪ್ಲಿಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲಿ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಿಯಸ್ಯ ಚ ಅಕಾಮಹತಸ್ಯ ದಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಿಯ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರೊಫೌಂಡ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ thereby discriminate person, thereby highly dispassionate, thereby one who is unafflicted by the desires, akamahataha, kamaihi na hataha, akamahataha, aasehalal vaatti vadakkapadadavan. Okay, so akamahataha, and he has that, look at this, so India's only greatest wealth of India is this wisdom. But people are pauper when they don't own this knowledge and they have to suffer as well. The possession of objects can make you happy, and in dispossession also of things also, dispossessing also what now? You can be equally happy. By entertaining proper disposition of the mind. Isn't it? So that's what he says here. Therefore, next. Teyeshatam Manushya Gandharvana Manandaha Now, those 100 units of Manushya Gandharva Anandaha, isn't it? Which are the equivalent to Sayeko Deva Gandharvana Manandaha. Deva Gandharvana Manandaha. See, Deva Gandharva Anandaha. One, see, 100 units of Manushya Gandharva Anandaha is equivalent to 1 unit of Deva Gandharva Anandaha. What is the difference between Manushya Gandharva Ananda, Manushya Gandharva and Deva Gandharva? Deva Gandharva is the one who is already born as a Deva Gandharva. Isn't it? Again, difference is like what? Once you are born in a country, you are born national. Sometimes we come from other countries, then they get PR and then they get slowly nationality. It is late, isn't it? In the same way here, Deva Gandhar, Manushya Gandharvaha, one who was a Manushya before, and later on by Punya Karma, lot of Punya Karma he must have done. See, punyam also you need, nothing can be earned easily, isn't it? Punyam, how can you earn punyam? Only we have Bhagavan's grace. How can you tap Bhagavan's grace? Only you do righteous deeds. Appropriate action with right motive, good intention, in conformity with dharma. When you do genuine effort, all your efforts will be blessed with what? Appropriate results. And that punyam, with such earned punyam alone, you enjoy what now? The person, now next janma, and he goes to the next loka, and there he is, Manushya becomes a Gandharva. And in the same place, there are already Gandharvas who would have gone, what now? Born there, isn't it? Such Deva Gandharva Anandaha, and he has what now? Greater pleasure. Greater degree of joy. Manushya Gandharvas, no, this Deva Gandharva has greater joy than Manushya Gandharva. Manushya Gandharva has greater joy than Manushya Ananda. Manushya. Isn't it? Whereas now he says, the 100 units of Manushya Gandharva Anandaha is equivalent to 1 unit of Deva Gandharva Anandaha. Is it clear? And here, next Upanishad says, Shrotriyasya Chakamahatasya. Shrotriyasya Chakamahatasya. The one who has dispassion towards even, why? Even the Manushya Gandharva Ananda. See, one who has dispassion towards Manushya Ananda has Manushya Gandharva Ananda. One who has dispassion towards Manushya Gandharva Ananda has what now? Deva Gandharva Anandaha. See, in keeping with the degree of dispassion you have, the degree of joy you have also is higher. You need not possess it. By possessing things you can be happy, but if you have higher degree of dispassion, it is not simply dispassion, you can't just buy it, get it, go and get in the shop. It is born of viveka, discrimination, understanding, buddhi. But only by using your buddhi, analyzing what is permanent in this universe, then that you arrive at it. Now only permanent thing alone can give me permanent happiness. That's why you have to crush your intellect really. Then you come. No, then you get this viveka, discrimination. That is why viveka is the greatest wealth. What is the highest wealth? You know, discrimination is the great wealth. Shankara says viveka chudamani, the crest jewel is viveka, discrimination. Exalt of the jewels, all the many things which people have to wear for embellishment, you know, to look better and all, to add to your looks. But Shankara, come on, whether you have any other ornament or not, have one ornament which makes you most beautiful, viveka. Isn't it? Viveka chudamani, crest jewel. Chudamani is a crest jewel. Viveka is the crest jewel of the best of the ornaments which will make you look, you know, outstanding and different and unique, which makes you look most beautiful and handsome. Therefore he says, and viveka is the wealth, greater wealth. See, you need to have viveka. Only with the wealth of viveka you can buy what now? Higher degree of ananda. Without external possessions, even without possessing anything also, with the viveka wealth, you can buy that higher degree of ananda. It's our mind, isn't it? Tranquil. The more tranquil you are, greater joy you have. So he says now, the ordinary human being who has dispassion towards Manushya Gandharva Anandaha has what? Deva Gandharva Anandaha. Which is 100 units of Manushya Gandharva Ananda is 1 unit of Deva Gandharva Ananda. Now, Teyeshatam Deva Gandharvanam Anandaha Now, those 100 units of Deva Gandharva Anandaha, Deva Gandharva Anandaha, which are there, are equivalent to Sayekav Pitrunam Chiraloka Loka Namanandaha. Chiraloka loka namanandaha. Saha yekaha pitruloka anandaha. Pitrunam chiraloka lokanam means, the pitrus means the mains. There's a world of mains called pitrulokaha. Upanishad talks about all these lokas. Other people talk only about one heaven, okay? Look at this. Upanishad talks so many worlds, higher worlds. And you need subtler, finer instruments to be there, and then you have to have the pleasure. Therefore, don't ask me whether those worlds are... Upanishad talks about them. Okay, Pitrunam Lokaha, Pitrulokaha, the world of means. Even to go there, you must have done what now? You must have earned lot of punyam. See, all this, any pleasure you enjoy, any degree of pleasure you have, is is a fruit of your own punyam you have earned. By some punya karma or the other. When you're very hungry, a piece of toast is an object of great pleasure, which is punyam. Otherwise, you would have been starving. There's no punya means you'd be starving. Every bit of water you drink when you're very thirsty, every drop of water you get also what? It's an object of pleasure, isn't it? It is a punyam. Whatever the best of things you enjoy, exactly when you need them, it's all pleasure only, not pain. They all remove the pain. All punyam you have earned as a result of your own right deeds, good deeds, karma. But you also have some papam. That's why some in between we have lots of problems. That's okay. So here what he says, no, in this context you see, if you have only papam, you have pain. Papunyam and papam both are mixed, means you have pain and pleasure in this manushya loka, bhuloka. Above this you have bhuvar loka, suvar loka, mahar loka, tapo loka, then satya loka. Bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha, maha, janaha, tapaha, satya. Higher lokas. In every loka, you have to have more punyam to go to different lokas and to enjoy the pleasures there. But this vairagi, this viraktaha purushaha, the dispassionate person who has become dispassionate, who is mature and discriminate, that person has here itself without going anywhere. Okay, that's what this Upanishad goes to say now. So Pitruloka Anandaha, only by doing karma, lot of karma, even now we are going to talk about higher lokas, Pitruloka, then Swargaloka, and we have again further higher lokas, Devaloka. In all these different lokas also, to go to different lokas, to enjoy the pleasures there, you must have what? More and more of punyam you must have earned, which you must have done more and more of good karma. You must have earned more and more of punyam. Thereby what now? You must have gone to higher lokas to enjoy those pleasures. Now he says Pitruloka. Once you go to Pitruloka, it seems, and then the Pitruloka, one has the long life, one enjoys the Pitruloka objects of pleasures for a long time, it seems. Therefore, Chiraloka Lokaha means the inhabitants of Pitruloka, known by the name means, now their one unit of Pitruloka Anandaha, 100 units of Devagandharva Anandaha is equivalent to 1 unit of Pitruloka Anandaha. Do you get it? But this Akamahataha, Shrotriyaha Akamahataha, the one who is of profound knowledge of Shastrams, thereby one who is highly discriminate, Viveki, one who is mature and one who is dispassionate, one who has mastery over desires, one who is unafflicted by desires, such a person also has that ananda. What does it mean? One who has dispassion towards Devagandharva anandaha has what now? Pitrugandhar, Pitruloka Anandaha. But Teyeshatam pit. You got it now. You have to add two zeros with one. Number one, every time you go higher, higher and higher, you have to add two zeros. Now, one unit of Manushyananda is equivalent to 100 units of Manushyananda is equivalent to 1 unit of Manushyagandharva Anandaha. Then 100 units of Manushyagandharva Anandaha is equivalent to 1 unit of Devagandharva Anandaha. Now 100 units of Devagandharva Anandaha is equivalent to 1 unit of Pitruloka Anandaha. Now 100 units of Pitruloka Anandaha is equivalent to Sayeka Ajana Janam Devanam Anandaha Ajana Janam Devanam Anandaha Saha Yekaha Ajana Janam Devanam Anandaha. What is one unit of Ajana Janam Devanam Anandaha? 100 units of Pitruloka Anandaha is one unit of Ajana Janam Devanam Anandaha. What is Ajana means Swargaha. Ajana means Swargaha. Ajana Jaha means inhabitant of Swarga. Inhabitants of Swarga. Swargaloka Vasinam. Ajana Janam Devana means the Devas who are inhabitants of this Swargaloka, and they have Ananda. They enjoy much higher degree of Ananda, higher degree of joy than the people, inhabitants of Pitruloka. Is it clear? So they, therefore, and here he says, 100 units of Pitruloka Anandaha is equivalent to 1 unit of Swargaloka Anandaha, or you can say Ajana Janam. Ajana means Swargaha, Ajana Jaha means Swargaloka Vasi, Ajana Janam Swargaloka Vasinam, which means the Anandaha enjoyed by the inhabitants or residents of Swargaloka. One unit of their Ananda is equivalent to what? 100 units of Mapitruloka Ananda. Okay, but here next, Shrotri, this line is repeated everywhere. Shrotriyasya cha kamahatasya, Shrotriyasya cha kamahatasya. The person who is dispassionate towards even, what this Ananda? Okay, Brahmanandaha, Atmanandaha is what? Independent, eternal, permanent, isn't it? Everlasting Anandaha is my own Swarupam. Shastram says, I can claim that Ananda as my own Swarupam in the wake of knowledge of my own Swarupam being consciousness. And why should I go for these time-bound pleasures, slogging like a dog after the bone, isn't it? And such a person, mature person, dispassionate person, he has what? One who is dispassionate towards this Aja, this Swargaloka Ananda, isn't it? Pitruloka Ananda has this Swargaloka Ananda. Ajana Janam Ananda. I got it? Okay, next. Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. Now, 100 units of the Anandaha enjoyed by the inhabitants of Swarga, Ajana Janam Anandaha is equivalent to one unit of karma deva nam ananda, karma deva anandaha. So, te ye shatam ajana janam deva nam anandaha. Te ye shatam ajana janam deva nam anandaha. Sayekah karma devanam devanam anandah.
Sayekah karma devanam devanam anandah.
I'll stop here. You can go for tea and come back. Te ye shatam ajana janam devanam anandah. Janam devanam anandah. So those which are the 100 units of ajana janam devanam anandah. I told you already, ajanaha means swargaha, ajana jaha means the one who is born and living in swargaloka is ajana jaha devaha. Ajana jaha devaha, his ananda, isn't it? 100 units of swargaloka vasinam, the inhabitants of the 100 units of pleasure, joy enjoyed by the inhabitants of swargaloka is one unit of karma devanam devanam anandaha. Karma deva anandaha, you can say karma deva anandaha. Who is karma deva anandaha? See, karma deva anandaha is the one who has performed lot of smartha karma. See, ajana jaha karma devaha, if you say the different, the degrees are there. It's like how when we enter into any staff quarters, in India we have this, okay? The staff quarters of a given company or education institution. The staff quarters means all the staff will be staying there. So the officer's quarters means it'll have better comforts, a little bigger space, a bigger garden and all that. And ordinary workers, and I shouldn't say ordinary, the workers, people of that, no, other category, and they will be, have their own quarters. And there'll be the managers and chief people and theirs. The managing director has his own place, and the chairman has his own. No? Like that, there's a standard in the accommodation of the people of different levels. Listen, the same way here also, what happened in Swarga also, we have these differences, and higher lokas also. So this one who has performed smartha karma means the rituals prescribed by the smriti, and the one who has performed those rituals, thereby one who has earned punyam. Isn't it? See, just by being righteous person, you earn lot of punyam and you have everything. And here, by performing special rituals and special efforts, isn't it? Not an easy thing. And you earn special punyam, and with which is the buying power of, you know, accommodation that place. Then you become a devagandhar, deva, you know, karma deva. And there such a person and his anandaha, one unit of karma deva anandaha is what now? 100 units of ajana janam devanam anandaha is equivalent to one unit of karma deva anandaha. And even there, the karma devas mean they're all citizens of that loka, swarga loka. See, just ordinary citizens. But even in the being a citizen and being a politically highly influential person sits up down, isn't it? A prime minister, an MP, an MLA. You know, in India we have that about MLA. Here you have MPs and what now? MPs and you have this prime minister, isn't it? And that position. Being a citizen of England is okay. But being the prime minister of a country And being an MP, having some influence, in this country I don't know about this position. In India, MP means somebody. Yeah. And then there's another, we have the member of legislative assembly means somebody. And a prime minister, the chief minister means you have more political influence and you have, you know, manpower, you have more manpower. And in keeping the manpower, you have money power also. And like that, you can have better comforts. Because in ordinary slums, now there won't be power cut. Any power happens in India. The bare slums are there, people are suffering and there power cut. No power. And where the big posh, the people are living and there no power cut. It's all because of position, isn't it? Here also positional difference is there in this category, in the category of the devas also. The people have performed smartha karma and with the smartha karma palam they have gone to higher lokas. And there are people who have performed shrauta karma, a rituals prescribed in the shruti, Vaidika karma, and they would have, with that they would have earned more punyam and they would have gone to higher lokas. See, Upanishadic times, now whatever people, this is how they have got mantra, isn't it? They would have gone to higher lokas. So here he says, Teye shatam karma devanam devanam anandaha. Teye shatam karma devanam devanam anandaha. Anandaha. So, anandaha, say here, 100 units of, you know, karma devanam anandaha. And how they, he, you know, ye karmana devana piyanti. Ye karmana devana piyanti. So, karmana devana piyanti. By their own, karmana means by the performance of special, the smartha karma, by rituals prescribed in the smriti, and they have attained that karma deva status. Apiyanti, they attained that status. Thereby, they have the higher pleasure. And here, this ordinary person who is, not ordinary person, very great person, who is this? Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya. Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya. The person who has dispassion towards even that ananda, which ananda? Ajana janam devanam anandaha. That person, he has what now? He has this karma deva anandaha. More dispassionate words to more and more of objects, greater is the joy you have in life. It's all viveka. That's why the more viveka you have, more joy is here. More unhappiness is there, you have less of viveka. So, the viveka, your happiness or your pain or pleasure is dependent on the viveka you have here. Don't blame the world around, okay? The world is fine. If there is any pain here, it's all aviveka. Aviveka. Teye shatam karma devanam devanam anandaha.
Teye shatam karma devanam devanam anandaha.
Now, so this karma devas have performed rituals prescribed in the smriti, smartha karma, they have earned punyam, thereby they have attained the state, karma deva status, and they enjoy what now? They are like the ordinary residents of the higher loka. But, as I told, and there itself, deva anandaha, karma deva is inferior to deva. Sayeko devanam anandaha. Sayeko devanam anandaha. Devanandaha. Devanandaha means what? The Devanandaha is the one who has become a Deva by performing the rituals prescribed in the Shruti, Shrauta Karma. One has earned the punyam needed for becoming Deva, that is status of the Deva. Even in Katha Upanishad, Lord Yama says, once upon a time, Nachiketa, I was a human being and I performed rituals and I earned the punyam and I aspired for the status, then I have become what now? Lord Yama. Lord Yama Devata, isn't it? Mrityu Devata, the status. So any status, one can perform karma, earn punyam, as a result of punyam, one can attain the status. But still, now it's like, no, any status is for what? Because in improving your status, you have greater pleasure, and you have greater happiness and greater joy, you have greater comforts. Isn't it? So more comforts you have, more greater luxury you have. That is what we think. But India says, with the least comforts also you can have luxury. With all comforts also you may not have luxury. Isn't it? Yeah. So here he says, so Shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya. Teye shatam karma devanam devanam anandaha. 100 units of karma deva anandaha is equivalent to 1 unit of deva anandaha. So this karma deva anandaha, deva anandaha. What is the difference karma deva and deva? Karma deva is the one who has performed smartha karma, thereby attained status. And Deva is the one who has performed Shrauta Karma, Vedic rituals, and thereby he has become a Deva. He has superior joy, isn't it? He has higher degree of joy. Therefore, whereas Shrotriyaha Akamaha, remember this Viragi Purushaha, Vairagyavan Purushaha, the one who has dispassion, one who has Viveki, one who is Shrotriya, one who is unafflicted by the desires. Desires, no? When you see something and you want to have it, that desire comes, and then desire, until you get it, you can't sleep, isn't it? That akamahataha. For this person, this akama, vairagyavan purusha, one who has dispassion towards even this devananda, what now? He has this karma devananda, has this devananda. Teye shatam devanamananda. Shatam devanamananda. Sayeka indrasyanandaha. Kaindrasyanandaha. See, there are so many devas. See, the karma devas are ordinary citizens. Devas are people of higher position, and Indra is like a prime minister. He is a top person of the country, isn't it? Like that, the top person of the Devaloka is Indra. So 100 units of Devanandaha is equal to 1 unit of Indra Ananda. Whereas this Shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya, even this person is dispassionate Vairagi. You know, Viragi, Vairagyavan Purusha is dispassionate person, who is dispassionate towards even Devananda, has Indra Anandaha. Without working doing any karma, without having earned any punyam, without going to those lokas, sitting in under the tree, you know, in cold weather, shivering, also he has that Indrananda. What is the reason? Mind is so tranquil. mind is unafflicted by desires. Why? Because there is not frustration, because there is dispassion. Why there is dispassion? There is only passion is for knowledge of the Atma. Therefore, there is dispassion. Passion is for fullness, not for fractions. However greater and greater and bigger the fraction is, when compared to fullness, any fraction is a fraction. This person is a very cleverest person. He is not interested in fractions, bigger fractions. Small fraction, bigger fraction, bigger fraction, biggest fraction. No, I want the whole for me. Utterly most, the greediest person is a Vairagyavan. No way. He wants fullness. Whole prapancham he wants. That is why he doesn't care for any of this. You can want, you can have the whole if you are committed to Bhagavan, committed to Jnanam, committed to Shastam, you are committed to that. Isn't it? Therefore he says, this akamahatasya is Shrotriyasya Akamahatasya. The one who is dispassionate towards even Devananda, he has Indrananda. What is Indrananda? 100 units of, you have to include from the beginning, level 1, 100. Then level 2, 100 into 100. Then again level 3, 100 into 100 into 100. Now you have to increase. Okay, how many trillion have to see that now? Sayeka Indrasya Nandaha.
Sayeka Indrasya Nandaha.
Shrotriyasya Chaka Mahatasya.
Shrotriyasya
Chaka Mahatasya. Teye Shatam Indrasya Nandaha. Indrasyanandaha Sayeko Bruhaspaterananda
Sayeko Bruhaspaterananda.
So 100 units of Indranandaha, Indraanandaha is equivalent to 1 unit of Brihaspati Anandaha. Ananda, Brihaspati's Anandaha. Brihati means speech, word, and Brihaspati means lord of words, speech, which means the guru of the devas. Brihaspati is the preceptor of devas. So always, however big the lord, the person is, when the preceptor means the consultant for a king. Okay, the king, even though he is the king of the world, but he has to, what now? When a question of doubt comes, right or wrong, how should I act in this situation? Doubt comes. Because a king should not do wrong things. He has any doubts? Is it okay to punish this fellow or not to punish? Is it how to? Sometimes the king may have doubts. How to deal with the given situation regarding the social problems, economic conditions of this country, or social, economic, political, any problem arises. And the king has to tackle everything because he king. He has so big response. The higher the position, greater is the responsibility. Greater the response you have, you must be much highly intelligent also. And sometimes doubts come and you have to go to the completely non-judgmental, confidential, the one who is 100% interested in the well-being of everybody in the society, and he is the guru. Okay, every king had Dasharatha had Vasishta. Vasishta was a Kula Guru. Like in kings means not that Kula Guru means simply one rolls, comes in saffron robes. No. The person must be 100% what now? Interest in the well-being of every being in society. No, he is completely non-judgmental and non-partial and very confidential. such a person will give up accurately what is right. That's why kings also need consultancy, counselors of the kings, and to tackle all their problems because of their wisdom, isn't it? Therefore, such people, for the devas, there is a guru. Deva Guru, who is called the Brihaspati, and this Deva who seeks the help of this Guru for whenever he has problems, even in Devaloka, Indra. Indra is inferior to Indra Guru. He is a guru for all the devas, for the king, our citizens. Therefore, Brihaspati is Guru, is superior to the king. Therefore, he says what now? The Indra Loka, the Devaloka Guru, the preceptor of the Devas, and his Anandaha is what now? 100 units of Indra Ananda is equal to 1 unit of Brihaspatehe Anandaha, Ananda of Brihaspati. Deva Guru, Guru's Ananda. Now, the Shrotriyasya Kamahatasya, the one who is dispassionate towards Indra Ananda has Brihaspati's Anandaha. Without enjoying the status of Brihaspati also, without possessing that status as a simple person, as a dispassionate person, sitting under the tree, he has that Ananda. The whole teaching here, this Ananda Mimamsa, is in fact magnified presentation of one statement from Tattva Bodha. Now, what is that statement? There is a definition of Vairagyam. Vairagyam kim? The question is asked. And the answer is given. Iha amutra artha phala bhogeshu viragaha. This one sentence. That one sentence is highly magnified here. And the Vairagya means dispassion towards the enjoyment of pleasures here in this world and the pleasures and hereafter. Don't think you can go to higher lokas in the same body and enjoy those pleasures. No. Higher lokas means there is only subtle. Any enjoyment of any pleasure in higher lokas is like enjoying pleasures in your dream. Don't need physical body, okay? In dream also you enjoy, experience pains and pleasures. Do you need a body there? Without the body you have in the dream pains and pleasures. Enjoy. In the same way, there's enjoyment of pleasures in higher lokas, and even for enjoying such things, what now? You need punyam. That punyam has to be earned in different ways and keep different karmas are there. And you have to do karma, perform the rituals. You have to practice meditation also. Then it is called what? Karma, jnana karma samuchayaha. Synthesis of karma, performance of ritual and practice of meditation upon a given devata. Not nididhyasa, not contemplation. Okay. Meditating upon a given devata. Practicing meditation for a length of time. And then what now? There, as a result of that, you earn much more higher, greater punyam. And as a result of that more punyam, you what now? You have to go to attain that Indra status. You can go to different higher lokas. Anyway, here that is not thing. So, Shrauta Karma, Smartha Karma, Shrauta Karma. Now you have understood what now? This Shrotriya has Brihaspati's Anandaha, the Deva Guru's Anandaha is what now? Greater than Indra's Ananda. And this Shrotriya Akamaha, Akamaha Shrotriya, he has that pleasure, that Ananda, Deva Guru's Ananda here itself. You have to increase every time 100, 100, 100. தேயே சதம் ப்ருஹஸ்பதேரானந்தாஹ தேரானந்தாஹ சயேக ப்ரஜாபதேரானந்தஹ
சயேக ப்ரஜாபதேரானந்தஹ
நவ 100 யூனிட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ப்ருஹஸ்பதீஸ் ஆனந்தஹ தேவகுருஸ் ஆனந்தஹ இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு ப்ரஜாபதீஸ் ஆனந்த் 1 யூனிட் ஆஃப் ப்ரஜாபதீஸ் ஆனந்தஹ Prajapati here means Virat. Virat means the Ishvara. Virat is the one who is identified with the gross universe. The one who is identified with the gross universe is Virat. Ishvara identified with the gross universe is Virat. So Prajapati is Anandaha. 100 units of Brihaspati Anandaha is equal to 1 unit of Virad Anandaha. And Shrotriya Akamaha, Shrotriya, this Shrotriyaha, this wise, this person, this Viveki, discriminate, dispassionate person, who is not afflicted by desires, has that ananda here itself. Next slide. Sayeko, now, that's what he says, Shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. Chaka mahatasya. Shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya. What now? The prajapatehe anandaha bhavati. The shrotriya akamahataha, who is dispassionate towards even brihaspati anandaha, has this virad anandaha, prajapati's ananda. Total, isn't it? Now, தேயே சதம் ப்ரஜாபதேரானந்தாஹ
தேயே சதம் ப்ரஜாபதேரானந்தாஹ
சயேகோ ப்ரஹ்மண ஆனந்தஹ
சயேகோ
ப்ரஹ்மண ஆனந்தஹ நௌ தேயே சதம் ப்ரஜாபதேஹே ஆனந்தாஹ தோஸ் 100 யூனிட்ஸ் ஆஃப் Prajapati's Virad Ishwara's Anandaha, which are there, the equivalent to 1 unit of Brahmanaha Anandaha. Here Brahmanaha means what? Anandaha of Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is the Lord as the Lord as the identified with the subtle universe, subtle manifestation. Understand? Subtle manifestation. Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is called, here Brahman means, don't take Parambrahma, here Hiranyagarbha. See, Hiranyagarbha's Anandaha is greater in terms of degree, you know, than what? The degree, than the ananda of Virat. Well, because Virat Ishvara is the identified with, one who is identified with the gross manifest universe is Virat. The one who is identified with the subtle universe is Hiranyagarbha. And here, Hiranyagarbha subtle universe is not independent of the gross, as the gross is dependent on the subtle. You know very well. Your own gross physical body will be useless if there is no sukshma shariram indwelling the physical body. Isn't it? Without the sukshma, what is gross body? They pushed into crematorium thing. Isn't it? It's not of no use. It is jadam. Therefore, what is that which is superior here? A subtle body. A subtle body needs the gross body for manifestation, but without subtle body, gross body will be inert. Therefore, who is superior now? Subtly, from the standpoint of gross, subtly superior. Similarly here, the Prajapati is Virat, and 100 units of Prajapati's Virat Ishwara's Anandaha is equivalent to 1 unit of Hiranyagarbha Anandaha. Why? Because Hiranyam Garbhe Yasya Saha Hiranyagarbha, the one who has Ananda manifest in him is called Hiranyagarbha. The total subtle universe is the manifesting medium for what now? The total Ananda. Isn't it? And Hiranyagarbha Loka is what now? Highest of the lokas, called Satya Lokaha, Brahma Lokaha. Okay? And for which, to go to become a Hiranyagarbha, to have the status of being Hiranyagarbha, to enjoy that Ananda, one must have performed a lot of rituals, and plus one must have practiced meditation also, and as a result of highest, the greatest of the punyam you can earn by performing rituals, the highest of the pleasure you can have, greatest of the joy you can enjoy as a result of punyam karma is what? Going to the Hiranyagarbha Loka, attaining the status of the Hiranyagarbha and having that pleasure. This 100 units of Virat Anandaha is 1 unit of Hiranyagarbha Anandaha. This person, akamahataha, shrotriyaha, discriminate, dispassionate person, whose passion is only for Atma Jnanam and Brahma Jnanam, only for Purna Anandaha, not for a fraction, and such a person, he is dispassionate towards even Virat Ishwara Anandaha, dispassionate towards Prajapati's Anandaha. He has what? Now, this Hiranyagarbha Anandaha. Okay? See, with dispassion is the greatest wealth. You can buy even Hiranyagarbha Anandaha here. And have aspire for that wealth. The Upanishad says here, we don't have, no, don't, let me, you're weakling, I can go get lost, Upanishad will say. Very strong person, make effort, pray for that, pray for Vairagyam. Get it here. Now, Saye, okay, Shrotriyasya Chaka Mahatasya, Shrotriyasya Chaka Mahatasya. Now we say, now an important lesson comes here. The Shrotriyaha and Akamahataha has this Anandaha. But the one who is dispassionate towards even this Hiranyagarbha Anandaha, okay, the person who has dispassion towards Hiranyagarbha Anandaha, who is the one? The person, Upanishad is going to say here now. The one who knows now these 10 levels of manifest Anandaha or Kosha Anandaha. No, different gradations we have seen. All these different degrees of manifestations of Anandaha, all Kosha Anandaha, isn't it? Kosha Anandaha. The being manifest Anandaha, different degrees of manifestations of Anandaha. What he says now, why there is the difference in manifest Ananda? Look at this. Manushya Anandaha or Deva Manushya Anandaha, Manushya Gandharva Anandaha, Deva Gandharva Anandaha, கர்மதேவ ஆனந்தக, தேவ ஆனந்தக, இந்திர ஆனந்தக, பிரஜாபதி ஆனந்தக, யூனோ தென் ஹிரண்யகர்ப ஆனந்தக, இன் ஆல் தீஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் லெவல்ஸ் ஆஃப் I might have missed one or two. All these different degrees of Anandaha, is there any difference in manifest Anandaha? Manifest Anandaha, is it? Manifestations are different. Why? Because in keeping with the manifesting media. Okay, finer the manifesting medium, great, brighter the is the manifestation. Finer, subtler the manifesting medium, the mind, and greater is the manifest, brighter is the manifestation. So differences are in manifestations because of the difference in manifesting media. Whereas the source of manifestations, the source of manifestations, the original Anandaha, which is the origin and the source of these manifestations, is one and the same. Isn't it true? Now you're going to see that. சயச்சாயம் புருஷே யச்சாசாவாதித்யே ச ஏகஹ. Hope you're all restless, huh? Listening to me? I'm pretty seem to be very, very restless. So, சயச்சாயம் புருஷே யஹ அயம் ஆனந்தஹ ச அண்ட் சஹ யஹ ஆனந்தஹ புருஷே, தி ஆனந்தஹ விச் இஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் இன் திஸ் மனுஷ்ய, மனுஷ்ய உபாதி அண்ட் யச்சாசாவாதித்யே யஹ ச சஹ ஆதித்யே, the one, the ananda, which is that ananda which is manifest in Hiranyagarbha upadhi, sa ekah, that ananda is one and the same. The ananda which is manifest in manushya upadhi, which is manifest in adityaha, is equal to Hiranyagarbha here. Which is manifest in Hiranyagarbha, lowest of the manifest Anandaha, and highest degree of manifest Anandaha. What is the lowest of the manifestations of Anandaha? Lowest of the degrees of manifest Anandaha? Manushyanandaha. What is the highest of the manifest Anandaha? Hiranyagarbha Anandaha. So for these both manifestations of Anandaha in different upadis, Manushya upadhi and Hiranyagarbha upadhi, Ishara upadhi, in both of them manifestations are, isn't it? It is said to be lowest manifestation, highest manifestation, because of the difference in manifesting medium, Manushya upadhi, Ishara upadhi. But really speaking, that Anandaha is one and the same. Sa ekaha, the only Anandaha is manifest as the Manushya Anandaha in Manushya Upadhi, as Hiranyagarbha Anandaha in Hiranyagarbha Upadhi. That Anandaha, so original Anandaha, is one and the same. Okay? How do you, what is the difference now? How do you say here one and the same? Manushya Ananda, Hiranyagarbha Ananda. How do you say they're one and the same? Again, it's a Mahavakyam. Okay? Sayaschayam Purushe, Saha Yaha Cha Ayam. Ayam means this. This Yaha Ayam Anandaha asmin manushye. This anandaha which is manifest in this human being, sahayaha cha yascha, so sahaya asau adityye. Asau yaha saha asau adityye. That ananda which is there manifest in Hiranyagarbha Upadhi, yekaha. What is that ananda which is manifest as manushya anandaha, which is manifest as Hiranyagarbha anandaha? One, saha yekaha. That means what? Here again, you have to remember the lakshyartha and vachyartha. Primary meaning and implied meaning. Hiranyagarbha anandaha and manushya anandaha, both are one and the same. What does it mean? Upadhi, from the standpoint of upadhis, they are reflecting medium, they are different. From the standpoint of reflections, they are one and the same, because both, like how the wave and the ocean are different from the standpoint of Namarupa, but from the standpoint of the truth, water, they are one and the same. Isn't it? Suppose you keep on small mirror and a huge mirror here, and you see yourself here. Isn't it? Sometimes we have a small mirror in your keychain. And I see some people doing this. Such a small, I only wonder how such a small tiny mirror, and they can tick and they can chew, and in between they can brush and then they do something in a lipstick and all, and they put it inside the bag and they walk past. I really something nice to see. I see Bhagavan's glory. Young girls is doing all those things. I enjoy seeing them, all those things. The young girls, I see a lot of girls, especially these English girls, they do quickly they do, and then quickly inside. Tiny little mirror, not even such a big mirror. Keychain mirror, and that you keep here, and you sit here. That mirror also, tiny little face comes. Keep a big mirror, big face comes. Isn't it? How many faces are here? One face. The mirrors are different, isn't it? Reflections are different. A face reflected in this big mirror, face reflected in this tiny mirror, is what? One and the same face. Is it clear? So he says, so there's a Mahavakyam. So differences are, when you say the tiny mirror reflection and big mirror reflection are one and the same, when you say it's a Mahavakyam. That means tiny mirror reflection. Mirror reflection is equated to big mirror reflection. And what do you say here? How do you say tiny mirror reflection and big mirror reflection one and the same? It is tiny, it is big. Yes, because the difference is there between what now? Tiny mirror, big mirror. There is what now? Vachyartha. The standpoint of vachyartha, there is difference. The standpoint of lakshyartha. Is a tiny mirror, big mirror, means the reflecting media, the standpoint of reflecting media, there is difference. The reflections are concerned, there is no difference, because both of them, both the reflections are manifestations of one face. Is it clear now? The same way. Sayaschayam Purushe, and so we don't talk about all other different degrees now, okay? Whether it's Deva Gandharva, Manushyananda, Manushya Gandharva, Manushyananda, Manushya Gandharvananda, Deva Gandharvananda, Karma Devananda, and then Indra Ananda, Devananda, doesn't matter. All the manifestations are different, and degrees vary from one thing to the other in keeping with the manifesting medium, which is dependent. Manifesting medium is subtler, finer, tranquil, isn't it? have that pleasure. Enjoy. The better instrument you have, more you enjoy the world. The more you enjoy, the more pleasures you have. But still, they're all time-bound only. But this, without the objects possessing anything, not just by entertaining the disposition of the mind, tranquility of the mind, by being dispassionate, because of viveka, you can have that ananda here itself. Isn't it? But he says, this person is not interested in even in Hiranyagarbha Anandaha. This person knows, A, the Hiranyagarbha Anandaha, manifest in Hiranyagarbha Upadhi, which is also manifest Kosha Anandaha, this Manushya Anandaha manifest in Manushya Upadhi, both are one and the same consciousness, which is Purna Anandaha. I am that Purna Anandaha. One who knows this, what now? Jivan Muktaha. One who has, he alone has eternal happiness. He doesn't attain happiness. He claims his Purnanandaha as his own self. Who is the one who claims this? Who knows this? What does he know? We are going to see this. So I have to stop here. Okay, we'll see the next line now. Now, Upai stops in this context. This now, having narrated the different degrees of higher and higher manifestations of Anandaha, the Kosha Anandaha, and Upai in this context, having come to the point of Hiranyagarbha Anandaha, now we have to understand what all one can accomplish by dharma. This is where you understand the limitation of dharma. Artha can give you some pleasures. Kama, now dharma. Dharma stands for punyam. We do so many good things by living a committed life of dharma, by highly being ethical and religious, and righteous, and performing all the rituals, and practicing meditations, etc., prescribed in the Shruti, completely following, enjoined by, whatever is enjoined by Karmakanda of Veda, you earn lot of punyam. And with all the punyam, that much is the highest, what is the highest thing you can accomplish as a result of punyam? How much can you gain? What is the height of dharma? Beyond which dharma cannot go. Okay, mere dharma can take you up to which level? Dharma pursuit. You have to know the value of knowledge here. Dharma is so important. Without dharma, jnanam is not possible. But dharma itself cannot give you Purnananda. Dharma, the maximum dharma pursuit can take, bless you with the punyam, which can bless you with the enjoyment of Hiranyagarbha Ananda. Hiranyagarbha Ananda, enjoyment of Hiranyagarbha Ananda, which is also Kosha Ananda, which is also what now? Remember all the points I told you earlier. And that Ananda, even though it's the most superior of the manifestations of Ananda, still that is the height beyond which dharma cannot do anything. Culmination of dharma. Understand? And beyond which, if you want something more, it is permanent if you want. There is only jnanam can give. Artha, kama, dharma. Understand? Now, moksha is what? Only jnanam. சயஸ் சாயம் புருஷே சஹ யஹ ச அயம் புருஷே தட் ஆனந்தஹ which is this ananda which is manifest in this human being sayaschayam purushe yaschasavaditye yaschasavaditye yahacha asau aditye and that ananda which is in the hiranyagarbha adityaha here means the sun and the sun here stands for hiranyagarbha okay ஆதித்யே ச ஏகஹ ச ஏகஹ ச ஏகஹ தட் இஸ் ஒன் அண்ட் தி சேம் ஓகே பிகாஸ் ஹியர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் அ லாட் பெட்டர் இட் வி ஸ்டாப் ஸோ வில் சி இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஐ திங்க் வில் பி ஏபிள் டு ஃபினிஷ் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் தி பிரம்மானந்தவல்லி வில் சி இஃப் பாசிபிள் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ a lot of explanations. So may Bhagavan bless all of us with Shrotriyatvam and Akamahatatvam. Shrotriyatvam and Akamahatatvam. Akamahatatvam means what? Enjoying the status of being unafflicted by the desires is called akamahatattvam. That akamahatattvam is possible only if we have dispassion. Dispassion is possible only if we have viveka. Viveka is possible only the shastram we study every day in the class really becomes din into our heads. Therefore we listen, come and listen and go, come and listen and go, but there's no vairagyam. There's no dispassion still. Dispassion is not enough. I'm not saying, oh, it's not dispassion. I can't find fault with anybody. I'm including myself here. Dispassion should be there. We listen every day, we listen. Vairagya must come. We know the facts. That means what? Shastram doesn't really penetrate. Somewhere it stands here. It doesn't go. Dispassion should come. Dispassion means not running away from the families, leaving everybody behind. Not, I'm saying. Still, isn't it? Not that way. The commitment. Therefore, that vairagyam. So, may Bhagavan bless us with Shrotriyatvam. Bless us with this knowledge of this proper understanding of the Shastra. And thereby, viveka, discrimination. And thereby, dispassion, vairagyam, and thereby, akamahatattvam. So that we will have all the purna ananda here itself. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரி ஓம்.